And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Pete's out of the studio, but Corey and I are going to be having lots of fun talking fishing and talking with the true gurus of the fishing reel, and that's Eric and Cal Sheets. It's going to be an awesome day talking tricking out your tackle with the boys from Cal's Custom Reels. Going to be a great time today, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right. Good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Corey, stoked. Yeah, stoked to have you too, man. It's been lots of fun. Pete, obviously finishing up his big Florida fishing and diving and buddies trip, and he'll be back in the studio with us tomorrow, and we'll look forward to hearing all the fun.
Don't tell me that. You mean all that good fishing that we're having? Like come to an end?
I don't even think that we could make that go away, man. It is just. What do you say? You know, I feel like Marcos every week when it comes time to give his report, when it comes time to start the show. But like, what accolades can you give to the fishing that we're having right now? It is truly middle November. I mean, it's here. You know, we're more than halfway through, and we're experiencing some of the best fishing we have had all year, whether it be local or multi-day or, you know, long range. It just, everything is just firing on all cylinders, and it is such a fun and exciting time. And I can't believe how busy it must make these guys sitting next to us who, this time of year, November is when they should probably be getting a little bit of break because the season's over, but you know, this season's still in mid-swing right now, and that's Eric and Cal Sheets. Boys, good morning. We're sure stoked to have you with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What an exciting time, and it's just the fishing this year has just not stopped, and it's got to be so in your wheelhouse because we have had so much bigger fish than we're used to seeing, and you guys, I mean, you're real experts, period, but really big fish is what sets you guys apart from everything else.
We've worked at it for quite a few years.
From the ground floor. So tell us a little bit about, you know, for those that aren't familiar, which I know everybody is, but what is, you know, Cal's custom reel, custom two-speed reel? Like, we know what you did in the old days. You know, you took things that didn't work right and made them work to the level that we did, and that's kind of still what you do now.
Right. You know, back in the old days, we had to two-speed a bunch of reels, but now they all come two speeds or three speeds, everything like that. So it's really cool. Now it's just customizing the reel, setting them up for what guys are fishing on them now, whether it's heavier line, you know, lighter line. We do a lot of that for the East Coast guys.
Okay.
And special gear ratios for grandpas and different guys like that need a little bit more power into it. So I mean it's been really cool.
I think that you guys perform a lot of things on reels that I would bet still a lot of the public doesn't know is available. Like the things that, you know, no matter what reel a guy has in his garage, there's something that Eric and Cal can do to that thing to make it better. Whether it's a little more free spool or a little more drag or whatever that may be, like you can make everything a little bit better.
Well, I won't say everything. We specialize in the lever drag reels, mm-hmm. And the quality manufactured reels.
Sure.
Because if you don't and you take a less quality reel and you work on it, you're just asking for trouble.
Sure.
So what we do is we work on the top quality reels and we've done a lot of experimenting on how to get them to perform as best as possible. And nowadays with the not just Spectra, now your smaller diameter Spectras,
right.
Guys are trying to go to smaller reels yet and fish them heavier. And that's just an all-new challenge again.
Which, that was the thing that you guys rode from the beginning. And, you know, when it goes back 30 years, and it was long-range, big reels and 50s, and then the whole trend of starting to go smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, let's use a 30 instead of a 50, and let's use a 20 instead of a 30, then a 16, then a 12. And you guys have always been the go-to. Like, hey, man, I want to fish with the reel that fits in the palm of my hand, but I still need it to get the same drag pressure that my 30 wide
right?
did.
I mean, don't we all?
That's
I mean,
it.
Absolutely.
and you guys do it.
Well,
you figure it out.
Yep. We work on it.
You mentioned something earlier that that you change gear ratios. What does that entail? I think that's a big one that would make a big difference that a lot of people maybe don't realize that type of service is out there and what it can do to a fishing reel for them.
Well, the gear ratios, both high and low. We do not as much high gear expansions as we do the low gear stuff, but like with the deep drop on the bluefin out here, guys wanted smaller reels, so therefore we had to get the gear ratios up a little bit to help them so that they can retrieve the line. The lower gear is for the grandpas, you know, that we just plain don't have the physical power anymore. So we make low gears for a lot of the different model reels. If you can turn the handle, keep the spool moving, you can bring the fish up. If you can't turn the handle, you're stuck.
So what does a lower low gear ratio do for you?
It's like riding a bicycle.
Okay.
You go up a hill in a bicycle, you drop down gear ratios until you can go up the hill, and that's exactly what we do on the fishing reels, is drop that low gear down. And also, we have a lot of people who we actually even put a little longer handle on it.
Okay.
Or a different knob so it fits them and makes it comfortable for them. But it's so you can physically turn the handle and get line on the reel. That's what the low gear does.
And we're most noticing it now because these fish are bigger.
Exactly.
These fish are bigger, you're fishing more drag, everything else like that. And that's when you're noticing it. When you're fishing the little school-sized tuna and stuff, you don't need it as much. But when you started going, hey, look at there's 100, 200, 300 pound, and you know maybe next year even the 400 pounders that we're going to get.
Totally.
And stuff, so.
And you do that on modern reels. You could do that on a Talica.
Yes.
You do that
We do that on the
Talica.
We do that on some of the Fathoms. And you know, it's been most notably on the bigger Fathoms and stuff like that, but and the Torx.
And we do them on the Tiagras also.
Okay. Sure.
The 30s, stuff like that, we do. Make a lower low gear on the 50s, the 80s, and we've even done, we don't do it for here, but we've done special gear ratios on 130s for the East Coast for guys who want to chase down faster, but then they get some fish straight up and down, and they want a little lower gear, so we do that also.
When you put those real low gears in there, like you said, you just about, all you need to be able to do is physically make your hand go around in a circle,
yes.
And lines coming on
exactly.
That reel. It may
exactly.
not be as fast as it was something, But fishing those big ones, it's not about fast. You know, it's about, you know, momentum coming the same direction.
Yep.
You got him coming towards you, so you turn the handle 10 times instead of 8 times, but you're turning it the whole time instead of being at a stalemate, not being able to turn the handle.
And you could keep actually a higher drag pressure on the fish with a lower gear. Say you're on a private boat where you're actually following the fish. Well, if you've got a 2-to-1 gear ratio, you can only turn it at such a speed. If you drop it down to the 1-to-1, you can turn it faster, you can hold more pressure on that fish. Granted, if the fish turns, you practice learning how to shift.
Mm-hmm.
That's a critical thing, because if a fish turns, you shift it right away, and you can get your line in a hurry, and then as soon as it goes the other way, shift it right back again. So it's not just being able to turn the handle. You have to learn how to use the reel properly.
That's it. And that's one of the things that I think is so cool about what you guys do, is it's not just a high-performance thing. You know, I think some of the thing when they think about, you know, Eric and Cal, you know, tweaking on their reel, it's like, oh, well, you know, they've made my, you know, 12 International get 60 pounds of pressure. And sure, that's some of the things that you guys do. But I think a huge thing that a lot of folks don't realize is you can take their reel and make it so much physically easier on them, especially, like you say, if you're getting a little older, or maybe your wife, who's not a big bodybuilder, wants to, you know, get you a big bluefin. Like, you can, with not a lot of dough, you can make that reel work a whole lot better for them.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
And it makes a huge difference. I mean,
it does. You know, it really does. I mean, so many of the manufacturers, I said, over the years, competition has been great. That, like, overall, the whole, all the reels and stuff out there are so great. I mean, they're really working good. You know, they all spin good. They, you know, good drag pressure and stuff like that, too. But it's machining the cams and stuff like that, so you get a smoother engagement when you go into the reel and stuff like that. So it's been fun.
That's awesome. That's cool. I can't imagine all, like, the fun things, you know, every time a reel comes out or a challenge comes in, I know you guys are both like the mad scientists when it comes to reels. So, like, the challenge has got to be more it than anything else. Like, everybody's asking an impossible goal, and yet, you know, you guys always seem to figure it out.
One of Cal's new things that it was fun for him to do is the newer pen reels that they just came out, the VI series. One guy came in and says, well, I want it left-handed. And my dad's like, well, I don't know if I could do it or not. So he sat there and, you know, sat down, and it was fun. You know, it was a different reel, and he did it. So
it shipped last week.
Get out of here.
That's crazy. Yeah. So you were able to take it from a right-handed reel.
Right,
It was a 30s VIW that we made from a right-handed into a left-hand.
How on earth do you do that, right?
Just make up some tooling and start. Now, it's not 100%. We don't flip the frame over, but it's... we've rotated the reel so it cranks correctly for you. Yeah, it says pen upside down, but so what? It still works. And it takes a fisherman who has trouble.
That's a big deal for a lot of people, actually.
Right, exactly. And so it was fun for him, too, because it's a different project.
That's so cool.
You know, something else to do.
And I can say from very personal experience, because Cal and Erica both worked on mine, like when a reel comes back from these guys and you give it the full treatment, it's just, man, it is a machine that works. It is not like it was when it came out of the box. I mean, you said it best. A lot of manufacturers making reels that all free spool well, and they do get good drag. But the finishing touches from you guys, it is an entirely another level of performance.
Well, and like I was saying, each reel was getting better. It makes us look better, too.
Right.
So, I mean, you're starting with a reel that's just great to begin with. So
And we make it to fit your needs.
Yep.
Reel manufacturers great reels, but they can't fit individuals.
Sure.
They have to make it fit the masses. So we kind of try to make it an individual reel.
I've been lucky enough, you know, because I've been working at the tackle store, which doesn't seem real. I've been working at the tackle store for over 20 years, and all of those years we've been sending reels to Cal and Eric, and I can vouch for that. You know, when we would send something up for a customer, it was on an individual basis, and Cal would always say that, well, how big of a guy are you, and what are you doing? Are you going on a 5-day to Guadalupe? Are you going to go on a 15-day? You know, are you going to do both? And, you know, what are you comfortable in? Is the reel already too much for you? Do you need it backed off, or do you need it cranked up? And you guys do that. You tailor the reel to the person.
We really think it makes a difference.
It does. Yeah, there's no doubt. And like you say, it's just like anything. A regular one, of course, will work, but a custom one is going to work for you that much better.
Yep.
That's cool, man. I dig it. Well, we have got so much to cover, Corey. We haven't even scratched the surface of these guys and all the fun long-range fishing and story. I know you guys are, you know, somewhat freshly back from PEI and pulling on 1,000-pound tunas, and we've got so much cool stories and info to cover, and I always geek out on this show because there is nobody that knows saltwater reels better than the two guys that are sitting across from us right now.
I completely agree with you, Rick, and two lucky winners today, okay?
How cool is
this? This is a really cool deal from Eric and Cal. Thank you very much. Two lucky winners today are going to win a blueprinting of a reel, and that's two lucky winners for one reel each. And give us a shout today. It's 833-288-0973. We're going to be in here for the next 2 hours.
It's going to be great. Maybe give us a little rundown on what that entails. You called it like a complete service of one of the standard reels that you guys are doing a lot of. Talikas,
we're completely machining it in and blueprinting it of a Talika, the Torque, the Fathoms. Those are the most popular reels out there that guys seem to be using and coming to us with now. So we wanted to give two of those away
to
work on those.
So you'll basically pull the reel completely apart. And what does that mean? What is a blueprinting?
We'll go completely through the reel, machine it in, and match it to what you want. Now, that doesn't include parts because there are could get real expensive depending on what model the parts and stuff like that. But that's all the labor. That's generally around $100 to $125, maybe even $150 depending on the reel. That's the labor charge, and that's what we're giving
and
away.
And just depending on which way that individual wants to tailor the reel is where you determine parts or whatever goes with it.
There you go. And blueprinting, you said that's like matching the just all the pieces that go together. You're cleaning everything up.
It's taking your reel and just doing your reel, not adding anything extra or special to it other than the labor of making it fit the way you want to do it.
Of course. But what that thing is going to, what I'm getting at is what's going to come back is a reel that's had all that done.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Smoothness,
absolutely.
Drags, everything everything engages better. The spool spins better. There, you know, everything, like you say, everything that's built for the mass is now tailored down and refined perfectly to the guy. It's getting the Cal's treatment. How cool is that, man?
Totally cool.
Really
so
pumped.
So just as described, two lucky winners today are going to win that for one reel each, and give us a shout. Like I said, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Cal and Eric Sheets. Thank you very much. We'll see you in a little while.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network, and just crazy stories.
I enjoy this so much. We talked a little bit during the break about a passion that both of you guys have, and that's traveling back to the East Coast to Prince Edward's Island to go fish the giant bluefin, and you can't look at a photo. You can't comprehend, you know, looking at the fish that you guys catch back there. You know, compared to what we're, you know, the fish that we're used to seeing, that giant bluefin. And I know that's something that means a lot to both of you. You travel back and do it together every year. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a fun trip. It's completely different type of fishing. I love to do it because I get to fish with Eric at the same time.
Sure.
And it's just different. You literally aren't really doing the fishing. You're doing the catching. Because generally the skipper is doing all the bait presentation, because it's extremely critical getting the bait to the fish so that they don't see the hook and line, because okay. They are very line sensitive. The funnest part of it is when you get them really excited and get them coming up and boiling on the chum.
Oh,
and literally, we have seen backs a foot out of the water within 10 feet of the boat,
and
eating.
And, Cal, what are they chumming? Is it chunks, or what are they?
It's herring,
okay.
Head herring. We'll generally have 300 to 600 pounds of dead herring on the boat. We also have, we catch our own live mackerel. We have a video that we'll have at Long Beach. It's a pretty quick shot where we've actually thrown a herring in the water and have a live mackerel within 10 to 15 feet of us, and two fish come up side by side and eat them both.
No kidding.
Wow. And I mean it. It's really awesome.
Oh, that is so cool. And you were saying as a teaser at the Fred Hall show, you're going to be displaying some of this footage at the show.
And it's not footage that we've got from other. It's footage that we have actually taken. We have a gentleman who goes with us, Lloyd, is an extremely knowledgeable photographer,
cool.
He takes all kinds of equipment, so he's out there just taking pictures. And he also got one that was well over 1,000 pounds last year.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Now, how do you turn the handle when there's 800 pounds of tuna on the other end of the line?
Right. I mean,
because we all know the struggle with a 50-pounder.
Yeah, well, that was one. So you definitely have to modify the gear ratio. So, you know, we took a new reel that was about 1.5 to 1 and put it down to 1 to 1. So you can actually have that. And, You know, we're doing it all stand-up stuff. It's
come on.
It's not in the rod holder or any of that other stuff that you see on the TV shows. Yep. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. And you got to fish. My dad fishes probably around 40 pounds of drag is max for him that fish it. And, you know.
40 pounds of drag?
I mean, and we're giving him crap because that's literally light for all of that. Most of the other guys are fishing 60 pounds of drag and stuff. And a couple of years ago, I fished 80 pounds of drag and it kind of whipped me around a little bit, and I said, you know what, why don't we detune this reel a little bit, get a little bit less,
and so
now I fish a modest 70.
Pounds of drag, and it's crazy.
Still, it's 70.
It still takes drag, yeah.
Dude, I mean, literally wrap that around a fence post,
or
tie it off your truck.
I know, right?
And
feel what 15 pounds of drag actually
feels
like.
Let alone 70.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Well, and you think you would be just like, it would just be hammering on those fish, but there, it's so cool to see them swim away like these beasts
so cool.
I mean, the smallest one we've ever seen there is like 300 and some pounds. That's the smallest one we've ever seen, but. Like this year, the smallest one we caught was 500 pounds.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, as you can hear, man, we got so much cool stuff to cover, and just the amount of work that Cal and Eric both have done, you know, for our fleet and fishing and watching things change over the years, it's been a lot of fun, and man, we can't wait. Corey, you're going to be a lot of fun, and why don't we jump into the phones? They're getting packed up.
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Joel. Joel's calling from Fallbrook this morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, I was wondering, I got one of those 40-fathom reels, and I'm fishing 60-pound on it. Could I beef it up and make it work casts and make the drag better?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's right in our wheelhouse there of working on those ones. We set them up for guys and machine them in and do the whole blueprinting thing we were talking about and set them up to fish up to 80-pound test.
And that's the thing, is that reel is a very popular reel. They work very well out of the box. They're not too terribly expensive. That reel's under $300 brand new, and it will fish 50 and 60-pound just fine. But
yep.
This year, flat fallen for bluefins, when a guy wanted to fish 80, to get that reel to do that in its stock form, it just doesn't work as well. Is that fair to say?
That's yeah, absolutely.
It's not made to, it's built by the factory as a 40 to 60 pound reel.
Sure.
Great reel, very inexpensive reel.
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say, yeah. I've heard right on this program, I've heard Ken Corwin say those set of reels are the best that you can buy for per money, you know, per the amount of money you put into it. So
now, what happens when a guy tries to fish 80 out of the box? Meaning, you know, like, so if you can make it capable of doing it, what happens when you try it in your stock form? Is just that
it doesn't free spool.
Okay, because you're trying to crank down the drag so much,
down,
it doesn't
so
allow
the... You've run out of drag curve. We redo the cams. We redo the free spool setup. We rework the whole interior a little bit. I'm not going to say it's the perfect 80-pound reel. But at the same time, it's a affordable reel.
Sure.
You can have something like that. You can go out and you can catch one of those 200 pounders out there on it and be able to afford to do
sure.
it. So that's what we like.
Now let me ask you this, from the layman's side of it, right? I mean, myself and not being this kind of guy, right? The big reel and 1,000-pound tuna, just like the picture you're showing me. Is there something that you can do, like you're describing, kind of new out of the box, but is this something a guy can put a season on? He's had several 150-pounders or 200-pounders.
Right.
And then take the reel after the season and you're able to improve it too?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we get guys that ask, well, do I bring it first or do I bring it in down the road? And, you know, I almost suggest you bring it in a little bit later because
you can turn it into a hole.
Well, then you can actually see the difference. If you're not understanding the difference... You know, it actually is a big thing. Guy goes, wow, I actually know what you're doing now. I felt, hey, the cam lever, I mean, the lever when you slide it up, it was much more consistent, everything else like that. And, boy, the reel spun better than it ever did and stuff like that.
Goes into gear smoother.
Yeah. Now we have the other group of guys that go, nah, I've been there, done that before. I know what you guys do here. Just send it in right out of the box, and they have us do that. So it's, you know, either way.
We have plenty of customers that when we sell them a reel, they don't even take it home to look at it that first day. It's just like, okay, I'll take this one now. Send it up to Eric and get me some one-to-one low gears and tell them to work their magic. Give them a phone call. Let them know they got another one coming. That's really cool. Well, hey, Joel, I hope that answers your question for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call very much.
Some good stuff. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Chula Vista this morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, guys. Long-time listener here. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're great, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, we are fishing a lot of smaller reels nowadays for bigger fish, and it's super fun. The question is, with the smaller size reels and the bigger fish, do they get beat up more, or are the components so much more advanced inside in the gears that with the service side, you don't need to service them as much because they're smaller reels catching bigger fish?
Great question.
Very good question. Almost all the manufacturers now have gone to a little higher grade stainlesses in their gears so that they will hold up better. They also, even reels still need service. People forget, even if they don't use it, if it's sitting out there on the side of the boat and gets hosed down or this or that, sure, and you get salt water in them, then you have to service them. The smaller reels, fishing them heavy, will have a tendency to go through ball bearings a little faster.
Okay.
Because we're taking a bearing that's actually not made to hold thrust load, using a smaller one and having to put more thrust load into it to get it to last. But they still will do a good job for quite a while.
Hmm. And when it comes to service, I know it's not a thing that can – it's not a black or white answer. It's not like this reel needs to be serviced after 6 months. What is a good routine? What do you tell your customers who you take care of their reels? How often does a reel need to be serviced?
I tell people more often than not, your best bet is 4, 5, 6 weeks before you're going to go – Get all your reels out, turn the handles, put them in gear, spin the spools. If they pull on the drag, if they're good, go ahead and use them. Mm-hmm. You can, if you do that, plenty of time, you have enough time to get them serviced. During the good season, everybody is busy.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know what it's like, Rick. I mean, everybody is busy. But by doing that, you may get an extra season or two out of a reel. There's some guys that every 3 years they come in. There's other people who don't. I know when we do a reel, we send back a tag with it, and we tell people, keep the tag. Mm-hmm. Then, or put it in your box or whatever. Then you can glance at, this reel was done 8 years ago. Maybe it's due. And we see that all the time. Guys will say, oh, you just did it 2 years ago, and we open it up, and it was done 7 years ago.
Yeah, I very much understand Rich's question because he's right. You know, when we fished Newell's and Penn 500s, you needed to service that thing after a good trip, you know. And,
right.
Yeah. And I fish Talica 12s now, and that stupid thing just doesn't ever seem to go bad. Sure they do eventually, but, I mean, I'm kind of the same as Rich. Like, I hate to say it because it's not the good ownership level, and you should always be sending your reels in and getting them serviced. But I go years, and I fish quite a bit before that thing needs its problem. You know, all of a sudden, but just like you said, at one point, all of a sudden, man, this handle's a little stiffer than it used to be, or this spool bearing is definitely not as free as it was, and that's when you box it up and send it up to the boys and get the treatment done on it. And I loved what you were saying too, Eric, about how, you know, fish that thing until it goes, because I fish my Talicas straight out of the box, love them, can't begin to say enough good things about them. And that's not just for the radio show. I mean, when I'm not here, I work at the tackle store, and we have every reel, you know, at our disposal. Those are the ones that fit me the best. You know, that is no BS or smoke blown for the show, because Shimano's sponsored. That's the reel that I like the most. But I will get a couple years out of that thing. But then when you send it up to them, you realize, oh, my gosh, it can be that good, you know.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
They're excellent reels. I mean, we try to steer people to the reel that they like to begin with. There's Ford people, and there's Chevy people, and there's Chrysler people, and don't try to talk them out of it.
Right.
I mean, get the make that you like, and there are, as all the manufacturers are doing such a great job building reels.
Yep, and whether a guy likes a Shimano like I do, or an International, or an ATD, whatever that is within reason of the highest you know, echelon of reels, you'll then tweak it to their specs.
Yes.
You know,
yep.
Use the reel that you're comfortable and you like fishing, it fits in your hand well, and you know how it shifts and all those things. Then give it to Cal and Eric, and they'll make it right.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Hey, Rich, appreciate the phone call very much. Hope that answers your questions for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my question.
All right, buddy. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Doug. Doug calling from Montebello, our good friend. Good morning, Doug, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Doug.
Hi. I was wondering about the if you go from a single speed to a two-speed reel, how many parts are you taking out of the old reel and putting into the new one?
That's a good question. Like an engineering
probably
question.
Probably 30, 35 parts between different screws,
sure.
Shift pins, gears, everything. I mean, it's a complete change of the right side plate. And adding, in fact, we have to add a small spacer to all the models that we have done to widen the reel because you have an extra gear in there. But by the time you get all done, there's a lot of parts.
That is something that a lot of our, you know, a lot of fishermen who are, you know, newer to it in the last few years and gotten in all this great fishing maybe don't even realize that that's what put Cal's on the map is, you know, in the days of big reels, there were no two speeds, and
yep.
Then you know you made them two speeds. I mean, what was that like? And the how did that even come about? And you know, how did that whole side of the business start for you, Cal?
My wife bought me a Penn International 50SW, and I got it in like 5 days before I was to go fishing. And there was a gentleman named Ray Lemmy, which only the old timers remember now. Which was the guru of internationals.
Okay.
And I took it to him to be upgraded for the take the tuna. Didn't catch a big one, but I got about a 100-pounder and wound it up in 3 minutes and just in that low gear. And I said, I'm never fishing with one again. And I went home, and in 3 months, I had cut that new reel my wife gave me up and put it into one of my old 50 wides and showed some friends and showed some people, and suddenly I had a business.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Because previous to that, it was all T's and TWs, which were single-speed international.
Single-speed, yes.
Yeah. And what we looked at is, so I had reels, my dad had reels, and my grandfather had reels. Let's say we had 20 internationals sitting there. Well, all three of us wanted to fish the one that was two-speed.
Yeah, sure.
So you had to try to figure out a way to just modify some of ours, and that's when he figured out that, whoa, hey, I got a little something here. And
at the time, it was the 50W was about the smallest two-speed available, and we said, well, gee, if we're going to do the 50W, let's do the 50. Well, let's look at the 30TW, the 30, and the 20.
Sure.
So we did all those, and about less than a year later, we did the 12T.
And then that was it. You, yeah. as busy as you could be for the next 50 years.
It was seemingly,
and
right?
And we did the Triton Trolling Series, which you remember the TTSs.
Sure.
We did those, the 30s through the 80 wides, also into two speeds.
That's cool. It's been a fun, long history of taking reels and making them better. And it's been fun watching the progression of how that still happens now. It's a really cool one. Hey, Doug, appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Totally cool. Doug's in the... in the hat for the blueprinting. And hey, if you want to give us a shout at 833-288-0973, Eric and Cal have been gracious enough to bring two different winners. Are going to win one reel to be blueprinted and customized through these individuals. I mean, engineering's at heart, and just totally cool to hear all the good stories. But we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up and the Let's Talk Hook Up app and radio network. We're going to be right back.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagros Kayak Fishing. 2018 was a fantastic season on Sagros, and we are so jazzed for 2019. We are the only tour group serving Sagros that is now flying all of our trips conveniently from Southern California. Yep, you heard me right. SoCal. No more rod fees, no more overweight charges, no more parking fees, no more border waits. Just a nice private charter flight down to the island where we will have you fishing that day. That's right. We arrive at Sagros by 10 a.m., so be prepared to fish hard that first day. Yep, all included here at Sagros Kayak Fishing. Don't want to fish from a kayak? No problem, as we have also added a brand new custom 28-foot Super Ponga to our lineup to accommodate our growing demand to provide Ponga trips. We are the small group specialists. If you are looking for a more custom-style trip with a personal feel, Sagros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Visit our website at www.sagroskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507 to secure your spot.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear for Shimano. With the boys in here, what more could you talk about than that Shimano Talica series? The highest-end two-speed reel Shimano has ever made, from the cold forge frame, excellent gearing, comfortable handles, and that's just buttery, buttery smooth set of gears when you turn the handle. It's the Talica series. And the beauty of that is, especially for this style of fishing that we've been doing this year, with the little bit smaller bait, little bit lighter line, you know, the ability of having that excellent free spool right out of the box to cast your sardine, but still have the big power and high drag pressure when it comes time to turn the handle. Check it out. It's the Talica series at your local dealer. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. And
didn't catch our report yet from the cast man. He's down in the Baja. Hopefully we'll cross paths with him soon, but no cast man thus yet. But his report, normally sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Anza Knives. It's made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's really easy to sharpen, which is the best part about that high carbon steel. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, hunting, and more. Check out AnzaKnives.com for more details, or get their Fish Pro series right now at Fisherman's Processing. That is a really cool knife.
You step right in and yeah. See Sean and see that. When you're having your fish done at Fisherman's Processing, ask him about it. Check it out.
I know. I was. We kind of talked about before the show started about, you know, local long range fishing. Yesterday was like a really cool day at the tackle store. Here it is, the middle of November, literally, November 15th, and we weighed in four tuna over 300 pounds yesterday.
Probably on a day and a half or less.
All of which came from 70 miles or closer to San Diego. Four. I mean, it was incredible. I know the Royal Star, the Tomahawk, rather, had a 300-pounder that our buddy Steve Carson caught on a Nomad jig, on a Nomad Buffalo. Dropped a Buffalo jig down, got a 313 was that fish. Adam from the New Loanne came in a few minutes later with a very fun story. He was buying a couple of kites, and he goes, you know, I still don't know exactly how it happened, but everybody likes to fish their kite clips really good and tight, because that, you know, if the kite clip releases as soon as the pressure gets on it, then all the slack kind of falls down to the water, and you know you need to catch up to your fish real fast and get tight. And guys are fishing their kite clips super tight now, so when the fish eats the bait and starts heading down, he's physically pulling the kite down with him for a while. Usually the pressure then becomes too much and it'll pop loose, but now everything stays tight, and as that fish is pulling the kite down, that's getting the hook into him real well because he's got all the extra drag of that kite. But Adam was saying somehow that kite clip never let loose, probably got a little stuck. Fish pulled the kite in the water, and then his run was going so fast, the fish cut off the line of the kite was attached to. So, but that fish was a 320-pounder. The Shogun had a pair of 300-pounders. Like, it is just, it's crazy what is happening right now. The middle of November, and all of that fish is, you know, those trips happened to be two-day trips, but they're fishing well within overnight range, you know, of San Diego. It's
and on top
so
of that,
cool.
Rick, on top of that, I mean, just to have the full-day fishing with Taro and the San Diego Bug, man, they're... Dude, over 100 to 200 tuna, 15 to 50 pounds.
It's just wild what's happening. This late into the season, it seems like it's getting better and better, and it's fun. And then, you know, it takes a dip for a day, and everybody, like, holds their breath and gets nervous. And then, boy, the next day, oh, no, got him again. You know, you had to stop for 50. Like, it's just, it's really, really cool and fun times down right now. And, you know, who knows how long it's going to go, but, man, it sure is fun while it's happening.
I mean, dude, just... It got the dude factor going again. I'm so lathered up. But that full-day fishing, I mean, it is so close, too.
It's wild, yeah. It's been really, really cool. And, you know, the opportunities for everybody to get in on good fishing. And the Yellowfin's not small anymore. It was always a plenty good size, but the small ones now are 20 and 25-pounders. It's been really fun.
Legitimate.
Numbers of Yellowfin in our local, you know, two-day guys that are catching 50-pounders and 70-pounders. It's been really cool.
Not to overshadow the 300-pounders,
yeah,
right?
You got it, man. Yeah, it's good times out at the landing right now, and we're having lots of fun doing it. And we're having lots of fun talking to you. Been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973, your chance to talk to Cal, talk to Eric. Not only are you going to get to talk to the gurus, but, boy, like Corey had mentioned earlier, your shot at winning that killer prize, too. Lucky callers are going to win a complete service on either a Fathom, Metallica, a Torque, one of the popular reels that they're working on right now, and they're going to dial you in. Well, Corey, the phone lines are packed up. Why don't we jump into them?
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John Cohn from Los Alamitos this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. My question is to Cal. I have a Trinidad, and I really like how it casts. Can you put a two-speed on that, or what can you do to a Trinidad?
We actually don't even work on the Trinidads anymore. We used to, but we basically stay with lever drag reels, the Trinidad being a star drag reel. You just don't have the availability of doing special stuff to them. Yes, you can kick them up a little bit. I recommend you send them to Ken Corwin, Ken's Custom Reels. If anybody can get a little more out of a star drag reel, it's Ken.
You two are both extremely complimentary of the other's business and work very closely with each other a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Kind of down the road, or at least across the road a ways.
We're pretty close now compared to what we used to be.
Yeah.
And it's great. I go and hang out in their shop, and it's a lot of fun.
It's always fun. Every time Ken's on the show, you hear that a lot. Oh, that's not us. Send that thing to Cal. And vice versa, you hear the same thing. Oh, that's not exactly what we do. Send that thing down to Ken. Star drag reels, there's never been, at least in any real capacity, a two-speed available in a star drag. Is that...
I don't think so. I know I had somebody tell me that there was one made years ago. In fact, excuse me, the Ambassador.
Exactly. Yeah, the
Ambassador
one.
With the automatic shift. Oh, what a pain.
Why is it, Cal or Eric, that we don't see a modern two-speed in a star drag capacity? What is it about that configuration that doesn't seem to lend itself to going that route?
It would take a lot more engineering, a lot more cost. And nowadays, the lever drags, the way the spools are built and everything else, the spools are so light and castable that a star drag isn't going to be that much better, even, and you put a lot more money into it, because the lever drags now, as you know, that Talica will cast as good as any star drag.
Yeah.
So it's really not worth spending all the extra time. I actually built my own two-speed star drag reel 30 years ago.
I'm not surprised.
And it was a 349H that I got real exotic on. It was a 9-to-1 high speed for Wahoo.
But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that was 40 years ago, Dan.
Yeah, okay. Only thing is when I tested it at a lake with a jig with no hook on it. And it was okay. I put a hook on it, you couldn't turn the handle.
Yeah, so, because, you know.
9 feet of line every time you turned the handle.
9 feet. Wow. One revolution of the handle, you run 9 feet of line in.
That's now, crazy.
Now, that's something with gear ratio in that, you know, it becomes, you know, people will want higher and higher and higher, but that's the downside to higher gear ratio is you know, the reason you're putting, you know, 1.5-to-1s and 1-to-1 low gears into reels is because it's so easy to turn the handle when there's a load on the reel.
That's correct.
But the opposite happens when you go higher.
Higher. Oh, yes. Well, right now, because of jigs on big fish, there is a call for a higher high speed, and the highest that we've done so far is a 4.1-to-1 on the new 50 VISX. So you're getting 4 feet of line every time you turn the handle. That's just purely, it's a jig reel. I would not want to fight a big fish in high gear.
Stuck in high. I have one of those reels that you guys did for me, a high gear ratio 50, and it's just for fishing a PL68.
It's a specialty reel.
It's a specialized
reel
thing, but there was a time, and every time really, at the Hurricane Bank when, you know, fishing a PL68 is one of the best ways to get a bite, and boy, you know, you can turn the handle 25% as hard, you know, or as fast, and be moving your lure faster than the guy next to you.
It's purely a specialty reel. It's one I had for years, a good friend of mine, which most of you guys know, Bruce Postumus, which works with us the show. I build it for him. He's a jig man. And it's one of those things that you might go 4 trips and it doesn't work. And that 5th trip, you're the only one catching fish early in the morning because they're eating that jig. And you'll have somebody with a stock one, which is, say, 3-to-1, right next to you, and they can't get bit.
Yeah, it can be black or white, no doubt about it. And it's, like you say, a specialized tool, but those are, again, are the things you do. You were saying, again, during the break, that a lot of the guys from the East Coast are still sending you great big reels, 80s and 130s, and they want higher high gears.
They want higher high gears on the 80s, so we do that. We've actually had a few specialty gears that we make even for the 130s.
Now, why would one want a higher high out of a reel that big?
Blue marlin fishing, like at St. Thomas and stuff like that, they back down so fast that they need to get the line in a hurry because they're smaller blues and they have a big shark problem. And so this is where it actually came in. I made the gear ratios for a gentleman in St. Thomas.
Sure.
And the people backed down so fast they had to have the higher gear to keep up, get the blue in, get it released before the sharks ate it.
Okay, so they're fighting their fish even in high gear, but they, you know, the boat's aggressively going towards the fish.
Yes.
That otherwise, you're putting slack in the line because the angler can't turn the handle fast enough.
One that we just got done doing is a set of reels for a guy, and they're using it's like these mega yachts, but they're catamaran, and they're really moving fast.
That's what they want. 15 knots.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wild.
So it was another fun thing to do because it was just totally different and set it up, and it was cool.
That's exciting. I dig it. Well, John, I hope that answers it for you, man. We sure appreciate the call. Who's up next, Corey?
Let's talk to Brian. Brian from Wildemar this morning. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Cal, you're right up the street from me. I wanted to ask you about the new Speedmasters, and have you had a chance to tear into them yet, and what do you think, and what can you do with them?
I have not had any contact with the new Speedmasters. A lot of people think of all these reel manufacturers, when they come out with one, they send me one to look at. Well, no, they don't.
I can give them our address if they want. I just start sending them in and write, and we'll check them out.
That's a great question, Brian. I was very curious, too. I've been meaning to ask the guys also, so it'll be very interesting to see, you know, if and when and what kind of Cal's touches you can put on one of those.
Well,
guys,
it's one of those things, you got to get it in. And you got to open it up, and it generally takes me at least 3 or 4 weeks of just thinking about it.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because it's one of those things you have to kind of redesign a little bit mm-hmm. through what you have to work with and what does the customer want.
Sure.
You know, you don't build a reel for somebody who's not going to use it. You need to build a reel for a customer. They have to tell me what they would like to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can go back and see if I can do it.
And bring in the thought process and
right.
redesigning.
Yeah.
What did you, I mean, just out of curiosity, what did you do for a living prior to this, that your mindset takes you this direction?
Right.
We had a decent-sized machine shop manufacturing, and I'm an engineer.
Okay. Well, so you combine the two of them.
I do have the education for it, and I never used my engineering in the machine shop, but I've really had fun with it in the fishing rigs.
So bringing those two backgrounds together and putting in your passion of fishing and just making it a better world. You know, I've had the luxury or been graced with having the MC Swim Bait booth literally right next to
right
Cal
next
and Eric
for I don't know how many 16, 17, 18
years, and it's just cool. I mean, you guys are so darn busy, and then I'm busy, and it's just
gonna say,
we never even get a chance to say hello.
It's like wave across the hall.
It is, that's literally.
Cool. The cool thing about the shows is exactly that, is you get to, you know, the same way that you get to pick Corey's brain about, hey, man, I'm going on a trip to Cedros, and I want to pick up baits, you get to do the same thing with Cal and Eric. You get to walk up to the booth, and, you know, it might be, you know, and these guys, I have seen them talk people out of things as much as talk into, you know, I'm going on this trip, and I have this gear, what do you think, and I want to do it this way. Like, no, I don't think that, you know, you get a Yeah, you get a chance to talk to you guys.
Steer them towards the smart money of whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know. It's much better that way.
Totally.
Yeah.
Saving a guy $100 will earn you a customer for a lifetime, and taking $100 to do something that's not going to do him any better will earn you $100, but it doesn't go any farther than that. And you guys have been in the business for that many years for a very specific reason. It's because you take really good care of everybody.
Well, and you listen. I mean, you really got to listen to the angler of what he wants to do with it.
That's cool.
That's very pretty cool. Hey, we're going to have more of this when we come back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Cal and Eric Sheets and all this good stuff when we return on Let's Talk Hookup on the Hookup app and network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.